morning stars rising. Bright morning star rising. Bright morning star is rising. Day is a breaking in my soul. Oh, where is my dear Father? Oh, where is my dear Father? Oh, where is my dear Father? Day is breaking in my soul. He's gone to heaven with the angels. He's gone to heaven with the angels. He's gone to heaven with the angels. Day is breaking in my soul. Oh, where is my dear mother? Oh, where is my dear mother? Oh, where is my dear mother? Day is breaking in my soul. She's gone to heaven a-shouting. She's gone to heaven a-shouting. She's gone to heaven a-shouting. Day is a-breaking in my soul. Oh, where are my dear children? Oh, where are my dear children? Oh, where are my dear children? Day is breaking in my soul. I hope they'll go to heaven with the angels. I hope they'll go to heaven with the angels. I hope they'll go to heaven with the angels. Day is breaking in my soul. Someday we'll go and see them. Someday we'll go to see them. Someday we'll go to see them way over on God's golden shore. Jesus, today there is no second chances, brethren, today.
No second life.
There's no second life to get at things and to do what's right, Brother John. You want you to know today because I know the day because I had to do what I had to do. I think my life has been good, Brother Fred, because of the upbringing a lot of I had. Now you may not believe that, Brother Jim, but I believe like Brother Jim. I'm glad for the seed that was sowed in my heart many years ago, Brother Jim. I'm glad for that seed that was sowed in my heart about a man called Jesus. And that's all we're trying to do with our little young people here, is trying to sow a seed, Brother John, that somewhere, maybe down the road, Brother Gary, that maybe they will remember. Like you said, they're not being taught at home anymore. They're not being taught in the school anymore, what's right and what's wrong. They want to learn everything else today. They had a big thing at the Expo Center in Pikeville this past weekend about all the drugs, Brother Gary, and of everything, and you'd be amazed to know at what age a child begins to use drugs, Brother Junior, about 11 years old or something like that. They begin to experiment with drugs, Brother Kenny. And the world today, and 80% of the crime today is drug related, Brother John. And you know what? Years ago, we didn't know anything about drugs, brethren. The only thing I heard ever called drugs was when I went to draw a bucket of water, Brother Fred. And I would take it to Mom, and she'd say, that bucket's full of drugs. You go draw me another bucket of water. You remember that, Sister Verlaine? That's the truth, Brother. It wasn't pills, Brother Junior. It wasn't but little dirt or maybe some wiggly worms in it. I don't know. Brother John, but I know today that I was supposed to look at that water before I brought it in the house, Brother Lon today. And Mom would always look at it and say, well, what kind of water is it? Because you know why Mom would look at that water? She wanted it to be right, Brother Junior. She didn't want to give her children or put it in the bread dough or anything like that, Brother Fred. That would be bad. You all pray just for a minute of time that God would bless me today. But I want you to understand, Brother Junior, today. Yesterday, brethren, I want you to know, Brother Fred, that the world we live in is turned upside down. Some said, well, why is it going the way it's going today? Because the Bible's already prophesied, brethren, Brother John, today, that these things shall come to pass. But I want you to know today, yesterday, I want you to understand, Brother Junior, that don't make me like it, Brother Gary, but I want you to know it's already been prophesied that Jesus was going to go away, Brother Junior, because as I listened to Brother Rain Runyon this morning preach, somebody said, you mean you call him a brother? Yes, I do, brethren, but I want you to know today, yesterday, I want you to understand, brethren, the one you see going away, brethren, Brother Junior is going to come again in like manner, brethren, today, and you all pray just for a minute of time today. Yesterday, Brother Gary, today, I want you to know today, and that Jesus come to this world, and somebody said, and they argue over these things, brother, today. Brother John, they argue over the kingdom, brother. Brother Junior, how many they are and where they're at, brethren. But I want you to know there ain't but one kingdom, brethren. Brother Junior, I want you to know there's no argument, brethren, because he said, I'll establish the kingdom right down in your heart, Brother Gary, today. And I want you to know they're worried about where people know him or not, Brother Junior. Oh, Brother Junior, the Bible said they all shall know him from one, from the least unto the greatest, brethren, and because he's everywhere, brethren. I want you to know, somebody said, I'm worried that a preacher won't get to my child, and Brother Fred. Oh, brother, I want you, the old man of God, saying, I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven. And what was he doing, Brother Jim? He was preaching, brother, the everlasting gospel unto who? Unto every nation, every tongue and kindred. Oh, Brother Junior, I want you to know, as old Brother Solly preached to me, brethren, I heard his voice, brethren, Brother Gary, I heard him say things today. These old brethren spoke things that I didn't understand, Brother Junior, but I want you to know there was a feeling in it, Brother Gary, that went down in my heart, and I never forgot those things, Brother John. Oh, brother, I want you to know about the there was a man come my way that I've never heard before one time, Brother Junior. But I've been taught of him, Brother Jim. And they told me, Brother Junior, son, there's going to be a low, still voice come to you someday. He's going to call your name, Brother John. And you know what? And I want you to listen to him, Brother Junior. Oh! And one day when I was sitting in my mom and dad's little home, at my home at the time, Brother John, that little slow, still voice called to me, and he said, from now on, son, you're going to be responsible to me. And did I know the voice, Brother John? I knew that voice, Brother, today. Why did you know the voice? Because I never heard a voice like that before. Oh, Brother Junior, when I heard that voice, what did I say unto him? Brother John, you come back some other time. I'm not ready for you now, Brother Fred. And you know, you go away, Brother. Did the voice go away, Brother Fred? But every time I went out to do something that was contrary to God, Brother Arnold, that little voice would call to me and say, oh, Brother Terry, don't you do this. Don't you be here. And many times I told you one night, Brother Arnold, I was sitting on a bar stool, Brother Gary, and the voice come to me and said, your mom and dad didn't raise you this way, Brother Junior. You get out of here and go home, Brother. And you know what, Brother Gary? I got out of there and I went home. Oh, Brother John, there's no doubt of many a time, Brother Dog, that voice kept me from dying, Brother Fred, because, you know, I've been in some dangerous places, maybe I should have died, Brother Fred, but there was someone that was praying for me, Brother Dog. Oh, Brother John, you believe the prayer of the righteous availeth much. The Bible says a fervent and an effectual prayer of a righteous man will availeth much, Brother Kenny. So don't quit praying for your children, Sister Sue. The other day in the hospital, they told Sister Sue all these things that could be wrong with her. But when I went to her and said, she said, Brother Terry, a prayer does work, Brother. A prayer works on it, Sister Sue, today. Oh, so therefore, today, if you ain't prayed before, you better get busy now, because time ain't going to last much longer, Brother Dog. We're down in the evening of time, Brother John. Have you ever lived in a time like this? No, I've never seen a time like this, Brother Harvey. When I saw Brother Harvey in the hospital, he wasn't happy to be there. But you know what, Brother Harvey? There's a better land than here, Brother Fred. There's a better place than here. You know what? But there's only two places, Brother John, that's going to hold the old, the whole generation of Adam, Brother. Oh, Brother Jim, and I want you to know, I'm going up, Brother, because of thee, because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And today, the blood has been applied, Brother, to my soul, Brother, and Brother Fred, and I'm alive because of him today. And you know what? What made me die, Brother Junior? The same thing that made Adam die, Brother. Today was sin and unbelief. The Bible said that Eve was found in a transgression. Is that not right, Brother Junior? Oh, Brother John, but I want you to understand, time is running out. Time is running out. They say, I ain't got time for this. I ain't got time for that. Oh, but sometimes you're going to take time to lay down and die, Brother Junior, like your little niece did a few months ago. Oh, she had her life planned out, Brother Junior. Oh, Brother John. Yeah, but the stakes was out there too far. She didn't make that. We don't know tomorrow. We don't know what may come. Yes, but Brother Fred, I know that God holds tomorrow in His hand. I know that, Brother Jim. And I know this, Brother Gary. When I first was ordained, I said, God, I'll just go on with my preaching and I'll be happy. Yeah, but you know what, Brother Fred? There was another calling coming.
I want you to
go. Was another call come. I want you to go. As I stood in front of my little daughter the other day, we're going to close. I said, everybody ought to try to be pastor of a church for about 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
Try it out for a while. See how good it is, Sister Becky.
There's joy in it.
But there's a lot of sleepless nights. There's a lot of sleepless nights.
Joy in the morning.
But I'll tell you one thing. Whether the one agrees with the flock all the time or not, it's not real important. But it's absolutely essential that he stays with the flock. It's absolutely essential that he stays with the flock. When the one, we're going to get your song. When the one had went astray, what did he do? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He left the 99. As the old brother used to sing, the 99. I never forgot that song, 99.
Safely laid.
He left the 99. He knew they were all right.
Yeah.
If you have children and one gets real bad sick,
you stay with that one.
And the other's in good hands, where will you go? You go with the one that's sick, won't you?
Absolutely.
You go with the one that's sick. That's what he done. That's what he done. And he left it, Brother Arnold. Was he successful in finding it, Brother Arnold? Yes, he was. He was successful in finding it, wasn't he, Brother Junior? Now, he said he was a sheep. He didn't call him anything else than that, did he, Brother Junior? He was still a sheep, Brother Brian, but he'd went astray. Now, if he'd been a goat, you think he'd went after him? Well, Jesus was a scapegoat. But he left the 99 and he was successful in finding the one. What did he do, Brother Roger? I think he picked him up. I don't read in here where he scolded him and beat on him or anything like that, Brother Fred. I don't believe he beat on him or nothing, Brother Junior. I believe he picked him up and he put him right on his shoulder. And I'm going to take you back to the flock. And put him right in the flock. And when he come back into the flock, do you imagine some of them getting to butt at him or be mean to him or something or other? They probably might have. You never know. When there's some that goes out and does gets a little bit of a stray, and sometimes you say, well, look what so-and-so done. Look what so-and-so done. Look, well, you think, what, Lord, that was awful they done that. How about taking time out to look and say, what you done?
Yeah.
What, take time out to see what you've done. Have you been a busybody? Have you been a tattler? Have you been a this or that? And the Bible says, if you're guilty of the least, guilty of the whole. So I never could figure out how come adultery keeps such a great, great crime? I never could figure out how the Sister Becky got that up there to be higher than all the rest of them.
The category sin.
I never figured that out. How they got that. that adultery, Brother Larry, was the worst thing you could do.
Oh.
That you could murder somebody and still be okay.
Yeah, yeah. Or steal.
Anything else.
Or lie.
But adultery, stealing, liars, fornicators.
It's sin.
It's all just sin.
Before God, it's just sin.
It's sin. And categorizing sin is what people do, not what God does.
First one, you're guilty of all.
It's wrong, and we're going to close. It's wrong to be gay, they call it.
Yes,
it's wrong.
It is. Yes, it is.
It's very wrong. It's an abomination.
That's right.
Inside of God.
Inside of God. But is it unforgivable?
No.
It's not unforgivable. God will forgive, rather than all manners of sin. Except for what?
Blasphemy.
I didn't write the book, Brother Arnold. One sin is unforgivable, and that is blaspheming against the Holy Ghost.
Unbelief.
And this shall not be forgiven in this world,
nor
the world to come. So if you're not in that category, or you haven't believed a lie, and be damned, and been twice tipped up to the roots, you're within mercy, Brother Junior.